Continuing with Chayodam, Chalam and Beis, Simulam and Gimel, when Chayodam set a point, you do not say Nefilas Apayim, Tachan and Belaila. So this has two applications we need to talk about. One is the case for a person with Zavani Mincha, and the Mincha finished after Shkia. So do we say Tachan in that situation? It's Suffolk, it's Spanish Moshe, it's Suffolk Laila. Would you say Tachan in that situation? So there's a little bit of a discussion on this issue, and my Rebbe told me many years ago that a few minutes after Shkia we're makel to continue to say Tachanun. We do not deal with it as if it's Laila. It's not a halachic issue, it's an issue of Kabbalah. The act of Tachanun is we daven to for Kapora, but we daven for Kapora by throwing ourselves at Hashem's mercy, saying we are deserving of punishment, and by doing so, by saying we're deserving of punishment, in the Bas and Shomalo, when a person says that, he is let free. Which we say in one of the Viduyim that you say in Erev Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh is different over here, when we're Moida Ba'ozev, if we admit that lets us off more free, as opposed to Bas and Shomata. Down here, when we admit, we're held responsible in Bez and Shomala, but through that admission, we are freed. But that's only when it's not a Zman of Din. When it's a Zman of Din, it's a Zman of Rachamim, the fact that you're willing to admit is praiseworthy. But a Zman of Din, sometimes the person deserves it. It's, I deserve it. You're asking, you're saying you deserve it. You're asking, you deserve it. Yes, you deserve it. So Laila is considered as man of din. Yom is a meat of rachim of chesed. Laila is din, and therefore at nighttime you should not say tachanun. It's dangerous. By calling oneself to din is dangerous. So therefore, some people have admitted even ben hashmoshes to deal with an issue which is dangerous. Hapikabol, it's a sakana. So it's not kedai to say tachanun post shkia, but the minig. And the minute for Ashkenazim is if a few minutes after Shkia, we still say Tachanun. What this question then raises is the question of saying Tachanun, saying Slichas with Tachanun during nighttime. So that's clear by Ashmaras HaBarker. Ashmaras HaBarker is actually the man of Rachamim. The Bershim is leading the world towards the time of Or. So it's the man of Rachamim. So to say Slichas and Tachanun during Ashmaras HaBarker is definitely not problematic. But to say Belaila, Slichas Belaila, which the whole idea of Slichas is that mission and asking for Rachamim, it doesn't make sense to say that during Zman of Din. So Mishabur brings from the Eliyahu Rabbah that after Chatzos already a person is allowed to do so, because after Chatzos already it's Zman. It changes from din into rachamim. So that's why many places have a minig that they say slichas el chatzos halayla the first night. But that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually says he disagrees with that. A person should not say slichas even from chatzos halayla. A person should wait until Ashmaras HaBarker, till Ashmaras HaBarker. When is Ashmaras HaBarker? The night is divided into three time periods. And you take the night, however long it is, you divide it into three parts. From the beginning of the third part and onwards, I mean, two-thirds of the night has passed already. That's called Ashmaras HaBarker. Calculating exactly when that is it calculated from sunset to sunrise, or from Seis until Lois, and that's a discussion itself. It's hard to be conveyed because the halachic issue is a Kabbalistic issue, which makes it more complicated to be makriya on that point. But in general, that which we're saying, slichas in the morning, we're never going to have that problem. There are some people who want to say slichas at nighttime, not just the first night, but throughout the whole period of slichas, because the morning is very difficult to do that. Furthermore, they don't want to wait till chatzos, they want to say it already after the first ashmara. It means they wait till one-third of the night has passed, and they say it from the beginning of the second ashmaras. There maybe is some source to support that, but generally the poskim are not comfortable with it, since a pikabol is something which is sort of dangerous. There, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on the Magen Rama, says that even a chatzos is questionable. Person, so you're dealing with something which is alpikabal, is considered sakona, is considered dangerous to be makel, to move slichas back till the beginning of the second ashmeris, second mishmeris. Each one is called a mishmeris. The second mishmeris, which means after one third of the night has passed, would seem to be pushing the envelope beyond where it would be appropriate to do so, and therefore it is discouraged to try and use to join such minyanim. Have a good day.